right. Now, that beautiful song is Take On Thee by Young Moon. Now, I'm just wondering, Trevor, is technology on our side? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, my goodness. I can hear you. Yeah. Just one more little sound check there. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, perfect. All right. I had you turned up way too loud and it was peaking. You were sounding like early Kanye West distorted production there. But anyway, thanks for joining us on the phone. My goodness, we've got Trevor from Young Moon on the phone. Now, you've come all the way from somewhere else in the world to just be part of our little community, and I'm very grateful for it. So I thought maybe, because you're coming up from Nelson for the show this, for a gig, a kind of slightly belated album release show this Saturday, is that right?
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
A big fan.
So, yeah, I thought, well, if you don't mind, let's rewind. I mean, we could rewind as far as you like. If you wouldn't mind introducing yourself to the good people of Tamaki Makaurau. I mean, you've had a very colourful history in independent music, and I'd like you to be able to tell your story as much as you feel like you want to. Because you've been doing this thing for some time and doing it really some pretty damn interesting things, in my humble opinion.
Oh, thanks, Matthew. I got the flu like right before the show on Saturday that we played in Wellington. That's why my voice sounds like this. But so I normally don't sound like this. Yeah,
that's okay. I mean, I normally do sound like this, and I can't apologize for it. So you go ahead.
Going way back. Yeah, I came from like Los Angeles area, and like my early days of music, I was playing in bands pretty quickly, and very lucky to like be around bands at that time, like that people maybe never have heard of, but they should, like Heavy Vegetable, being friends with them that later went on to be Pinback, and growing up around this crazy scene that was like inspired by SST Records, the Minutemen, just like full creative mode, like let's make stuff. And I carried that with me.
Amazing.
I moved to San Francisco and tried to not be a musician for a while and go to art school. I was going to be a painter. I was like, man, I really want to paint like Monet, and quickly realized that, no, I think I'm supposed to be playing music.
Well,
after people found out I played music, they just all wanted to like jam. And so, yeah, I mean, that's how I started
project. If it helps, Monet's albums are terrible. You don't want to hear them. You made the right decision.
Yeah.
Are you still painting?
I did make the right decision.
Are you still painting at all?
No, it made me so mad that I just could not do it. I aspire to like do watercolors, and I do them sometimes, but I really just feel like I want to control it, and I can't. And that's what I love about music, is that it's a little bit easier for me to like play around with. It always has been.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't really care about controlling it. I like it when it goes off the rails, and I like it when it does weird things.
Yeah.
And so I kind of like, it's more physical for me, and I just really enjoy that.
Yeah, right. So, sure, I don't know how much to fast forward, because you don't live in San Francisco anymore. You live in Nelson.
No, yeah. I moved to Nelson in 2020. My family and we decided to flip our narrative completely and change our lives. And we did that. We moved here, we immigrated, we became residents. And this is where we live and we love it.
Yeah, amazing. And did you have a connection to the area before, or was it just, did you point at a map and say, that's how far I want to go?
It was, I mean, it kind of felt like that's where we had come to in our lives. We were like, let's just go do something different. But being around the Bay Area, going through everything that we went through there, all of the changes and just, you know, how dark the states have gotten. But like, we had connection to Nelson. My partner's parents had moved here and lived here and started a business here. And they were like, you know, very supportive of us and our daughter. They were just really good grandparents, and we wanted that kind of support, which we never had in California. We were just like trying to do everything on our own all the time. Just, you know.
Oh, that's amazing. And
maybe you do.
And so you landed here, and you know, this is not a solo project. You've found yourself with, is it a five piece, am I right?
Yeah, five piece band of amazing musicians. It took me a few years to meet people. I met Matt Helrigal like at the market in Nelson. He was like a tempeh maker.
Really?
With his partner. Yeah, he made tempeh, and they sold it at the market, and I saw him, and I just was like, that guy. I know that guy.
Matt is like
somehow.
That. I tell you what, Matt is like that. You do think when you see Matt, you're like, that guy. And his music's great too.
Awesome. And we became friends, and I ended up recording a record for his band, Big Scout.
Love Big Scout.
Studio I set up here in Nelson. And then through Matt, I ended up meeting everybody that I play with. All people from Blenheim.
Yeah, people from Blenheim, but also people I know from once upon a time up in here in Tambaki Makaurau, I think. Some expats.
That's right.
Yeah, so this is
Jason Cook.
A lot of time for Jason Cook. Shout out to Jason Cook.
And Emma Toy.
And Emma.
Too. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, listen, the record just sounds so beautiful. And, you know, good things take time, but also good things can also take time to come and celebrate when you live far away. And, you know, Auckland's hard to come and figure out how to play, I reckon. It's, you know, we've got some great venues, but it can be difficult to kind of figure out the, you know, the right way to come and do it. So you're doing it right. You've spent some time planning this thing, and now after this interview, people are going to be there at the show this Saturday at Big Fan with, I can't believe you've got She's So Rad playing with you. That's amazing.
Well, I mean, they are amazing. I can't believe when I heard them, I just was like, wow. Ear candy, so much drama, so much romance in that sound. And, but, you know, it's Emma's brother, so.
Oh, of course.
Doing the family thing that we've kind of evolved into, this family kind of band. It makes sense that we got Jeremy to play.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, well, BFM listeners will be well familiar with She's So Rad as well. So that's this, this Saturday. I'm just going to get the times up if I can find them. Or tickets, let's have a look here. Is it tickets from Under the Radar? Am I imagining that?
Yes.
Tickets from Under the Radar. And just people know how to use the internet. They can look and find out what time it starts. But I did get a message just now from an anonymous source whose name rhymes with Blyn Blalters. Who texted into the BFM chat line saying, hey Matt, Young Moon played a blinder at Framingham Winery near Blenheim 2 weeks ago. Go see him, Auckland. And yeah, it's good advice, Glenn. You should definitely listen when Glenn talks. So I think that's what people should do. I think that we should play Deep Ecology from your album, and people can go and do their own, you know, like do their own research and find out how much they love Triggered by Sunsets, which is the name of your album from last year. And then they can make an informed decision to come and see you on Saturday, which I think they should.
I think they should too. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I have my voice back.
So yeah.
It's going to be full on.
Yeah. I look forward to finding out what you, what you really sound like when you're not just in disguise.
Nice.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Trevor, for your time today. I'm going to play this new song, another song called Deep Ecology, from the album Triggered by Sunsets, and all of our listeners are going to go to Under the Radar and buy tickets to your show. That's what's going to happen.
Thank you, Matthew.
All right. Rest that voice up. We'll see you on Saturday. Thank you so much.
All right, man.
Take care. Bye. All right, here it is. Young Moon. Thanks so much to Trevor for the chat.
Sentimental.